Brother Zacchaeus up and let him come and give us his testimony, and then we'll just kind of go from there. All right, you come right on up, Brother Jason, and we're going to have him sing. But I want you to know I really appreciate the way you've responded to these fellows. I'll tell you what, they've really had a great time. I know, I don't know what, whether my daughter was here the other night, and one of the missionaries looked and said, do you have any more churches like this? There's just not any more churches like this, I'll tell you. So you ought to be thankful to God for Landmark Baptist Church. All right. Okay. How about Brother Jason? Have him give a short testimony. Would you do that?
Good evening, each one of you, pastor and church. His name is Zacchaeus Emmanuel. He's from St. Lucia. A woman came to his country in St. Lucia and showed him, had a deaf camp there in St. Lucia, opened the word of God and showed him Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And sin, that if he dies in his sin, he's gone to hell. But you want to die and go to hell, you need to accept Christ in his heart. And he was saved. You're saved. Christ saved him. You're saved. In 1995, he was saved. Lord saved him. That was the happiest day of his life. Amen. And God was calling him. He praying. He went to Puerto Rico there, in the Bible College in Puerto Rico there. He practicing, preaching there. And a deaf missionary. And he finished this year, sorry. And God called him to be a deaf evangelist around the Caribbean. The deaf people, there's no one there to help the deaf people to preach the gospel there around the Caribbean. And the deaf people, no one here to help them in terms of getting the gospel. His desire is to go around and preach the gospel there, and the deaf people there, and many will be saved. Amen. There are 800 deaf people there in St. Lucia. And his desire that you're going to go and give up gospel tracts that you don't understand. They don't understand through because of signing and their sin, that they will be saved. And be saved, sorry. And you understand why the sin. That if they don't either die in the sin, they're gone to hell. Or go to heaven, sorry. They had to make a decision. They explain to them about the word of God and Christ, Lord Jesus Christ. And you call them, text them. And you have to meet some places, invite them to his church. That you hear the gospel preach. Even the small children, he desire to help them, teach them to the sign in, that they need to learn, they do and witness to them the gospel, and they be saved there. And if in the Roman Catholic, there's no one there that is helping them. And there's a great need for him to go and preach that they do understand the word of God and Christ, and truly that they need to believe in Jesus Christ, that they need to be saved. God bless you all.
Amen. All right, Brother Jason, let's keep them up here and ask Brother Kendall to come. And I think Edgar, you come and sing with them. You like to hear, see them sing?
Amen.
All right, come right on. These guys have a great, great spirit about them. All right? All right.
And cause the blind to see, and
Kendall and get him to get ready to give us about a 10-minute message, all right? Have you ever seen a fella preach a message that's deaf? Have you? Anybody? You have? Okay, all right. We're going to see another one tonight. While they're getting ready, I asked the pastor, I said, I'd like to explain to folks what you can do here as a missionary. You know, missions is just not always across the pond. It's sometimes right here. Someone said, when you walk out the door, you're in the mission field. And I've always said this, when you get saved, you're a missionary. You're either going to the field or you're sending to the field. I want to tell you a little something that happened to me several years ago. I worked for the Florida Highway Patrol for 7 years and was going to church, and I was serving church, working with young people and so forth. And it was just a small church on the outside of town. And someone said, Florida Steel has a bus for sale. And we had no bus ministry. And I wasn't even the pastor of the church. I was just a member. And I thought, boy, it'd be nice to have a bus, be able to run a bus like they do here at Landmark Baptist Church. And so I called the president of Florida Steel. And sometimes you kind of go overboard. I said, I'm with the Florida Highway Patrol. I said, I'm Scotty Drake. I said, I understand you've got a bus for sale. He said, yes, sir, we sure do. I said, now, listen, here's what you can do. You can donate that bus to the church. And I said, then you can take it as a write-off. So I said, would you please think about that and let me know? He said, all right, give me your phone number. I'll call you back. Let me think about it. So a little bit later, he called back. Called the highway patrol station, and he said, listen, he said, do you think your church could raise a dollar? I said, well, I said, I will try. And he said, well, it cost a dollar to get it transferred over to the, it cost a dollar back then. And I said, well, I'll raise the dollar. I'll get it somehow, I'll get the dollar. So we went and picked up the bus. And listen to me. We picked up the first family. We went out knocking on doors, and the first family we picked up, Lynn, was your father, wasn't he an alcoholic? And they wouldn't go into church, lived in the project, and a little freckle-faced girl. Lynn, would you stand up, please? There's her husband, Dwayne. They've got a couple missionaries, a pilot, Terry, God bless you for being here. But this little girl we picked up, how many of you were there? 9 of them. Now, boy, that's a good load on the first stop, huh? Okay. But they served, and her dad and all of them served the Lord. God bless you, Lynn. You can sit down. They served God. I mean, they really served the Lord. Then they moved to Alabama and lost track of them. And about 3 or 4 or 5 months ago, something like that, they found somebody found my name. They called me, and they said, we want to serve the Lord with you. So they've been to Africa. They've been to Haiti. They're talking about getting back down to Haiti. But you know something? Listen to me. Bus captains, members of Landmark Baptist Church, you can make a difference. You can make a difference. Bus captains, when you go out there and you get tired and it's cold and it's hot, don't forget, you can make a difference. Yes. And brother, pastor, you and I run across people all over the country that got saved because we had people in the church out on bus routes, knocking on doors, and we praise God for it. All right, you guys ready? All right, come on up here. There you go. I thought they were standing here beside me. By the way, I asked Pastor if I could tell that, and he said, sure. All right, you come on up here. All right.
Just grab a mic and check it out up there.
Good evening. Never heard a deaf person stand before you. Anyone? Never heard a deaf person preach before? No. He's asking a question. Turn the Bibles to the Gospel of John chapter 4. The Gospel of John chapter 4. Here, the Samaritan woman humbled herself. Here, disciples were very proud. Why? Why the Samaritan woman learned quickly and the disciples were humble themselves. Sorry, disciples very slow of learning, very proud to show people about Jesus Christ. And God sent his son to go on the world to die for the sins of all men. It's our responsibility as well to go and preach the gospel in our country as missionaries and preach the word of God that people be saved. Jesus Christ was here, was teaching us here. Verse 25. The woman said unto him, I know the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he's come, he will tell us all things. And Jesus Christ was here, was talking to the Samaritan woman. And the disciples were walking around and surprised that he was talking and saying, why? Why is he talking to that woman? Why? Why? But Jesus Christ, they didn't know his purpose. And here, the Samaritan woman, they were saying, why? Did not, because the Samaritan don't join with the Jews. And not, but they hated the Samaritans. But Jesus Christ, no. He needed to give her the gospel. Need to witness to her that she be saved. You need to show her that she understand that he is the Christ. And here, the Jews, they didn't join with the Samaritans. But Jesus Christ loved her. He fellowshiped with her. He communicated with her. She accepted him. He witnessed to her. Okay, I'm going to read from verse 24 to verse 28. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him, I know the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he's come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet the man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot, and went away into the city and said to the man. And Jesus Christ was witnessing to Samaritan woman, explaining to her that he is the Son of God that cometh on earth to die for the sins of the world. And the woman, she understood. She understood truly that he came here, the promised one, the Messiah, to believe that he was the Christ. And here, we need to tell. And she quickly understood that he was the Son of God. She worshiped him. She understood truly that he is the Messiah. Like, come on. Jesus Christ. She was listening to him. Focus on him. As a witness to her. Then Bible to Luke chapter 10. The Gospel of Luke chapter 10. From verse 38 to verse 42. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Amen. And here, two sisters here with Lord Jesus Christ at the house. Here, Martha was busy serving, getting things ready, serving. Jesus was talking to Mary. She sat, listened to him, listened to the word of God, Jesus Christ. But Martha was busy serving, working, getting things ready. Why? She begged the Lord to help her, tell Mary to help her. But no, she said, why are you worried? No. Mary had chosen the better part. She needed to be saved. It's important that she spend time with Jesus. It's important that he witnessed to her. It's important. The time was important to spend time with the Lord. A woman in his home, they couldn't hear, a deaf person, they need someone to interpret. And they're praying, asking that someone come to help them interpret. And yes, she came together. And back home in the house, she sat here, hi. She sat here with the woman, explaining to her, and showed her that, you know, Jesus Christ? You know Jesus Christ? She said, yes, yes. How? How do you got saved? Show me. She got saved. I'm saved, I'm going to heaven. Truly. Tell me, explain to me how you got saved. She said, I'm happy, I'm going to heaven. But so, she was not sure. Tell me more. Truly, she was explaining. As a witness, but not witnessing. But here, a mother was giving her, witnessing the gospel truck. No, not doing anything but Jesus. And here, they need to be saved. They need the word of God. And the woman, and the man, their brothers and sisters, they're always going, witnessing. No, but they stay back home, not going to church and back and home, but not doing anything for Jesus Christ. It's our responsibility. And God, we need to obey him in terms of people need to be saved. We need to go and witness the gospel that people will be saved. But no, we sit here. We don't go, we're not doing anything for Jesus. People are dying by the minutes, by the seconds. See, serious. Hell is real. Truly. No. Truly. Heaven is real as well. Yes. We need to witness. The responsibility of us to go. We're telling God no. Not our responsibility. But we need to obey him. We need to go and witness. Right. And here, the Samaritan woman, she quickly understood. Quickly understood. She learned of Jesus Christ. She was saved. As God witnessed to her. And the woman, she humbled herself. Jesus Christ was explaining to her that he's the Son of God that came here on earth to die for the world. And the disciples was very slow of learning. They couldn't really understand Christ's purpose at the time. But the disciples, they slow of understanding of Christ's purpose. They're different than the Samaritan woman. The Samaritan woman quickly understood about Jesus Christ. But they misunderstood the disciples, his plan. They continue. It's hard for them to understand his plan and purpose for the world. Truly, she understands about Christ, Jesus Christ. They're different than the disciples. Verse 28 to verse 30. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the man, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Jesus Christ, as always, he encouraged her. The woman, he encouraged her. The woman, Samaritan woman, she left her water pot and went quickly to her city. No. She left her water pot and she went to her city and call him and point him to Jesus Christ. Come see a man. Come see the Christ. A woman, she believed in Jesus Christ. She accepted Christ in her heart. Christ saved her. Her heart was just full of joy, excitement, full of joy. She went quickly to her city with joy. Come see a man. She pointed to Jesus Christ. The same. We need as well. We need to be happy in going and in temple about Jesus Christ. Amen. Joy in our heart. The same as the Samaritan woman. She went quickly. She said, come and see a man. And here, disciples, Jesus Christ was telling, truly, even disciples were not, they were staying here. They were not jealous of the Samaritan woman. Disciples, they had no joy. They were different to the Samaritan woman. And quickly, she was full of joy, excitement. Heart was stirred with joy. With disciples, they are different. What to do? Jesus Christ. But here, we get saved, we sit there, we're quiet, we're not happy, in our hearts, joy in our heart, to go. But here, with the Samaritan woman, she was full of joy, she went. She pointed to Jesus Christ, she was full of joy to see. Verse 30. Then they went out of the city and came unto him. The woman, she went quickly and invited them. And went all the way and pointed them to Christ. And seek the Lord Jesus Christ. Quickly, she witnessed. The woman, she was telling them about Jesus Christ. But no, we're quiet. We're not saying anything about Jesus Christ. We are afraid. We're shy. But the Samaritan woman. But here, we need to go in the cities. We are afraid to go. We keep quiet. The people need to be saved. But we need to show people Christ and tell them about Jesus Christ. We need to be happy about it. We need to show people Christ and point them to Christ. Jesus Christ. Point them to Christ. She was successful. But we sit here. We can't go. We can't witness. Why? Why? It's our responsibility to go and preach the gospel that many be saved. People are dying and going to hell. All are dying without Christ and go to hell. It's serious. We need our responsibility to go. We need to go. Truly. People need the gospel. Truly. It's our desire to go, that the world be saved. They are lost. And here, we need to talk about Jesus Christ. They need the gospel. They need to be saved. We need to be happy in doing it, in going. But we don't want to go. We don't want to go. But here, the people are dying and go to hell. We need to talk about Jesus Christ. It's serious. That way we're not successful. Amen.